Many farmers in the state grew up drinking milk straight from the cow, fresh and unpasteurized. They may have never gotten too sick because through regular consumption, they built their immunity to some of the potential bad bacteria that can lurk in milk and other foods. But the risk of illness is there, says University of Wisconsin-Madison Associate Professor of Food Science Scott Rankin.
Science says don't drink raw milk, especially giving it to a general population, population with young children who did not grow up on a farm, immunocompromised people, elderly people. If you're going to pour raw milk into that population, you're going to have trouble.
Rankin says the scientific solution to that problem is pasteurization. Body acknowledges that solution is obviously not working for everyone. Democrat State Senator Pat Kreitlow is the co-author of legislation that would allow dairy farmers with a grade A dairy farm permit to sell unpasteurized milk and milk products on their farm if they obtain a special raw milk permit. That permit would subject farmers to state guidelines and inspections, which Kreitlow says is necessary.
The cause of foodborne illnesses with raw milk typically involves an unclean operation. And so no matter what food or product you're producing, it's only as good as the operation that puts it out there. And so while pasteurization is one way of dealing with that with milk, really the base way to make sure that you have a healthy milk supply is simply to have well-operated farms.
The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Association officially opposes the legislation, but President Bill Brunn says he's received a lot of calls from consumers and farmers, and he acknowledges there may be room for compromise.
We are definitely opposed to having raw milk on the shelf next to our pasteurized product. But if there is some way that we can satisfy everybody at the end of the day, I don't think we're closed-minded to any of those solutions.
Brunn says his biggest concern is the potential liability involved for the farmer, the what-ifs if people get sick. Senator Kreitlow says the farmers would have to display signs that indicate that raw milk doesn't provide the protection of pasteurization. He says farmers wouldn't be liable unless they engaged in reckless actions that would make their products unsafe. While the legislative committees consider public input, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, which oversees the industry, has created its own panel of involved parties to explore the issue and make policy recommendations. But some, including legislation co-author Democrat State Representative Chris Dano, have concerns DATCAP's panel could hold up the process.
There's a demand for the product. There's a market out there. It's a way for at least some family farms to generate another source of steady income. The time has come for this to happen. But, you know, obviously a lot of people are resisting it for a wide variety of reasons. I would hope that we can get something done before the end of the legislative session's out. If not, I will revisit the issue if and when I'm back the next legislative session. This is an issue that won't go away.
A joint public hearing of the Senate and Assembly Agriculture Committees will be held this morning in Eau Claire. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.